And now to New Jersey and some pests you might not expect to find rooting around there, wild hogs. Reporter Eugene Son has this story on how people in New Jersey are dealing with the swine.
Wild hogs are not native to New Jersey, or to most of the country, for that matter. Between 50 and 100 feral pigs are living in a corner of Gloucester County, halfway between Philadelphia and Atlantic City. It's a flat, sandy-soiled area known as the Pinelands. The wild pigs are rooting up the most trouble at the White Oaks Country Club in Newfield. At the eighth hole, groundskeeper David Foote describes the worst damage of the season.
Literally looked like somebody took a rototiller across the approach there, all the way up to this bunker here. And all the grass and green side's down, and the roots are up, and the roots are all eaten off of it.
Foote and his workers had to get on their hands and knees replacing the torn-up sod, piecing it together like a jigsaw puzzle. Eric Dobson is co-owner of the country club. He says 3 or 4 winters ago, the hogs would attack the course almost every night. He got so frustrated doing repair work that he tried to shoo them away.
We put guys out there at nighttime to try to scare them off the course, and of course, that's the night they don't come. So nobody wants to sit out there at 1 o'clock in the morning and wait for a pig to come by.
Just up the road from the golf course, Wayne Biaggi has been growing shrubs and plants at the Piney Hollow Nursery for over 30 years. Sitting on his tractor among rows of forsythia and cherry laurels, Biaggi says the hogs are an ongoing problem.
10 years ago, they were really bad. Then I would see 40, 50 of them out here. They actually haven't bothered my plants. They just come in and they dig everything up, like they're looking for worms or the roots on the grass or something. So far, they haven't bothered my crop, thank God.
Biaggi thinks it's just a matter of time before the pigs get into his greenhouses, so he's happy to let the USDA set a trap on his property. 3 wild hogs, including a 250-pounder, have been caught at the nursery. Biologists from the USDA ride into the woods on ATVs to check their 10-foot trap. It has spring-loaded saloon-style doors that will slam shut if a hog roots into a trip line. Nicole Ryan says the key is tricking the hogs into thinking it's safe to come in and eat the corn bait.
So we let them go in and be able to come out. That's why the doors are wire-tied open, so they're not actually trapped. And once they get comfortable doing that, we actually set the trap and come out every day, every 24 hours, to monitor it to see what we have caught.
Kevin Sullivan of the USDA says he doesn't know how the wild pigs got to New Jersey. They could be escaped livestock that have adapted to living in the woods, or someone may have let them loose for hunting. He's not surprised that they're thriving since the hogs are as adaptable as white-tailed deer. Sullivan says they're a threat to more than golf courses and nurseries.
Ground nesting birds, turkey, quail, the feral swine can eat their eggs, destroy their nests. They can compete with deer, raccoons, or any of the native wildlife.
Nationally, there are an estimated 4 to 6 million wild pigs. As many as 2 million of those are in Texas. There, Sullivan says it's a matter of trying to reduce their impact. But here, he thinks they can eradicate the whole herd. Other states have enlisted hunters to shoot the wild pigs, but New Jersey is waiting to see if trapping and killing them will work. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son. We'll be right back.